Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
1961, the wonderful sound of Booker Little from the album Booker Little and a Friend. That was one of his compositions. Forward Flight, Little on the trumpet, Julian Priest on trombone, George Coleman on tenor saxophone, Don Friedman on piano, Reggie Workman on bass, and Pete LaRocca was playing the drums. Good morning, welcome along. It is Pete Evans, it's Sheffield Live, it's Spinning Jazz till 11, and from 53 on Clef Records, this is the Gene Krupa Sextet.
Thank you.
fantastic records in his lifetime, and they are all exceptional, and it seems like effortless swing, but of course technically he was top notch. That was the wonderful Sonny Stitt from 1962 on Argo Records, a title track from the album Rearing Back. He was playing alto saxophone, and he was accompanied by Ronald Matthews on piano, Arthur Harper Jr. on bass, and Lex Humphries was playing the drums. Next up, a new discovery for me. It's an old album from 57. We're heading to the West Coast, and the Intro record label, the only album I've come across on this label before, was Art Pepper's Modern Art. Well, this is one with Art Pepper on once again, and this time it's under the leadership of drummer Joe Morello, longtime member of the Dave Brubeck Quartet. Joe Morello on drums, Art Pepper on alto and tenor on this. Red Norvo is on vibes, Howard Roberts on guitar, Jerry Wiggins on piano, and Ben Tucker on bass. The album's called Collections, and this is Charlie Parker's Yardbird Suite. This is Spinning Jazz, Pete Evans, Sheffield Live, till 11. Thank you. 2 from Hollywood on Decca Records from 1954. That was a tune called Here Come the Lions, which was written by French horn player John Grass, who was on there along with Herb Geller on alto saxophone, Milt Bernhardt on trombone, Don Fagerquist on the trumpet, Marty Page on piano, Howard Roberts once again on guitar, Curtis Counts on bass, and Larry Bunker was playing the drums. We're heading back east to New York, 1975, Muse Records.
Thank you.
Shore, title track from his album Love Dance. Woody Shore on trumpets, Steve Turay on trombone, Rennie McLean on alto and soprano saxophone, Billy Harper on tenor sax, Joe Bonner was playing the piano, Cecil McBee on bass, Victor Lewis on drums, Guillaume Franco on percussion, and Tony Waters was playing the congas. Next up, from 1958, this is Eddie Costa on Coral Records, and this is Guys and Dolls, Eddie Costa on the vibes, Bill Evans on piano, Wendell Marshall on bass, and Paul Motion playing the drums.